Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about Will Israel win. Well, let's go. Yeah, some crazy shit. It looks like we're gonna die for the Morlocks. Fuck yeah. Thanks, Trump. You did an excellent job at doing nothing that the American people wanted. What the fuck's wrong with you? Now you're gonna throw us into the meat grinder? Great, and we're gonna become fucking manna. Great job, fuckface. But whatever, right? Of course, I'm the one that's stupid, right? My eyes and brains don't fucking work. It's shit. Right? Fucking A. It boggles the mind that people think that Iran are nothing but a bunch of little bitches. It's so stupid. Yeah, my mom told me about this shit because I was at work doing work stuff. Yes, and then there was this basketball American that I was helping get him whatever he needed. I can't tell you because that's doxing, but yeah. Anyways, we were talking for a little bit. I told him what happened. Yeah, apparently black people believe that Israel is the bad guy in Israel. No, I'm sorry, that Israel is the good guy and Iran is the bad guy. Yeah, that blew my mind away. It was like, what the fuck? So you think that Israel is the good guy and Iran deserved getting bombed. You guys are... That guy was stupid. But he did buy something from me. He bought a lot of stuff from me, so it was a good day. And then he was kissing my ass and saying this, that, and the other. Whatever. He's stupid, but he did pay my bills, so thanks, guy. But you're still dumber than fuck. Yeah, man. Yeah, I think what's gonna happen after World War III, the United States is gonna go into a civil war. And depends how that one ends up, we're probably gonna break up into, I would say, between 3 to 5 different countries. Yes, we're all gonna balkanize because this shit's fucking tiresome. And let everyone pull up and join their little groups. Yeah, just group up. Yeah, I'm gonna try to become the king of something, you know? Why not? Just say you're one of my subscribers and I won't do nothing and I'll probably make you into like a duke or something, yeah? That'd be pretty awesome, right? Yeah, do you want to become part of the kingdom of Gonzo? Gonzania or some bullshit? Oh, man. Because, yes, there's a lot of people that are doing some stupid shit. You want to see? Let's find out. Yeah, this might become a false flag operation, don't you think? But we're already in war, so I don't think we need to do that shit. And besides, I think Iran could destroy this thing. Just saying. Oh, and remember, this shit is just for entertainment purposes only, so please don't shoot me. I'm a good boy. Please don't do it. I'm a good boy. Just saying. Oh, yeah. And also, like I was talking about black people, here's this Whoopi Goldberg person. She's named after a Jew. Israel, yeah. Yeah, and she's black, and she said some stupid shit. In my opinion, the rage meter and the black fatigue, or whatever you want to call it, is starting to go tiresome mode. Yeah, I think people are getting tired of a lot of these basketball Americans. Hey, there's some cool ones, don't get me wrong, but there's some that when they're stupid, they're fucking stupid. Yeah, they're like retardation goes to the, like the nth degree. Just saying. Well, let's see what these fine young doctors, scientist dudes are saying. Let's find out.
Yeah, I think it's very different to live in the United States in 2025 than it is to live in Iran.
Not if you're black.
Not for everybody.
Not if you're black.
Guys, don't go.
God damn it. Whoopi Goldberg is one stupid, simple son of a bitch, right? And she's ugly as sin. But hell, someone fucked her. Why? Why not, I guess. When you're a thirsty fuck, you're a thirsty fuck. But yeah, do you want to see what's the average IQ of an African American? Well, let's find out what's behind door number one. It says right here, according to the Brave browser, the average IQ of an African American in the United States is typically about one standard deviation above 15 points. That's what deviation is, 15 points? That's a lot. Lower than the average IQ score for whites. Yeah, throw it against the whites, huh? Placing the average around 85. Yepers. Report of the average IQ for the African Americans is approximately 91. I call bullshit. And some sources suggest it might be low as 85. Yes, number 85. Yeah, remember in the movie Aliens 3? That guy, they call him 89 because his IQ was 89. Yeah, and that guy was white, so he's smarter than this. Just saying. Okay, according to the Parallels in Time, a history of Damn, man, I'm really having a hard time saying that word. I'm sorry, it's my wetback tongue. Let me see, it's developmental. There we go. Yay, me! Disabilities. Yes, according to this, it's statistical definitions timelines from 1949 to 1976. Yes, this is where I'm going to base it from the old-timey, from this little thing about retardation. Why? Because I guess I'm a racist piece of shit. Just saying. Yeah, we're going to go right here to 1953. It says, Ingram, the term slow learning is used by many as a designation for any child. Yeah, just like black people and women who cannot meet average grade academic standards year by year. This group comprises approximately 18 to 20% of the school's population. Those who measure approximately 50 to 89 IQ on individual standardized intelligence scales. Damn, there's a lot of big words in my tongue. My tongue sucks. I guess what it's supposed to do, right? Oh man, I just burned myself. Brr. Yeah, so it says they're from 75 to a 91. Yeah, and according earlier, it said that it was from, what was it? Let me double check to make sure. There you go, 85 to 91. So yeah, that kind of coincides, Nespa. Oh man, that's funny, funny, funny shit. Well, let's go back to the show, right? Yeah, when did a black person ever get a missile dropped on them? Yeah, no. Yeah, I know they said back in the day they were getting lynched. Yeah, they were hanging from trees. Yeah, like if they were real life piñatas. Yeah, so, I don't know, Whoopi Goldberg, what's wrong with you? Is it Down syndrome? I think that's what I was talking about earlier when I went to that little rabbit hole dealy, so, yeah, what the fuck? I don't know. You tell me. She's one of your people, my friend. So, come on, guy. What the fuck? Let's continue.
This is the country. This is the country with the most black millionaires. If you look at the Forbes list, 30 under 30, how many black people was on there? How many black people was on the top content creator?
Yeah, black people should be more like this dude. This guy is smart. He knows what he's doing, and he could speak way better than I can. Yeah, apparently. Look what he said. He said, "What is history but the story of how politicians have squandered the blood and treasure of the human race?" Very correct. Thomas Sowell. Yeah. See, this is the kind of people that your kind should be producing, not morons like Whoopi Goldberg. Just saying.
Tams plus. It's no way. Like, what the hell? What the hell?
Did I hear that?
She up $60 million talking about her life hard because she black.
Yeah, you know what? I find it disgusting when people bust out the race card. Yeah, why the hell do you need to be a different color so people take you seriously? It doesn't matter if you're black, white, green, blue, brown. Yeah, we all are equally worthless. Yeah, stop doing this shit. If you're fucking stupid, you're stupid. Elevate yourself. It's not everyone else's fucking responsibility to be wiping your ass. But apparently everybody wipes Whoopi Goldberg's ass. Apparently she's fucking worth a shitload. She's worth more of me. So, what the fuck? Right? Just saying.
What the fuck?
Them niggas getting blown up.
There's no way I heard that right.
Bro, I'm sick of the whole black people are oppressed shit.
I just cannot believe that shit. Not
this shit
if
is
you're
fucking
black.
Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. And when you see some bullshit, you better go point and look at it. Look, for everyone could see all the different bullshit that people do. For example, look what President Trump is writing in. Yeah, this thing is an armored fortress. Yeah, and I think it could even take on nukes? Huh. Yeah, and what about us? What the fuck do we have? Maybe a little cocktail umbrella to protect us from bullshit. Yeah, but there's bullshit in every levels and every place, everywhere in the world. But Apparently, we have to suck the cock because that's what they wanted to do, right? I guess. I'm not. They could go suck it themselves. But let's continue watching this fucking nonsense, right?
Shit. We're talking about black people getting hung. What the fuck?
You probably have security. You're Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi question. Did she play on The Color Purple?
Yes, mask.
Yeah, I don't know why people listen to this fucking ugly creature. Fuck, she's so hideous. Look at her, and then she has that shit in her fucking head. You know what she reminds me of? Yeah, let me show you. Yeah, with all that shit in her fucking head, she looks like fucking Mother Brain from Captain N. Yeah, fucking ugly ass creature. But yeah, but people listen to her just because she has a place to talk. But nope, don't listen to retards, okay? Just saying.
So do they believe America is still in like the 1940s, 30s?
You know, she's stuck in The Color Purple. She shouldn't have played that role. That's what the problem. When you do them slavery and movies.
Yeah, in my opinion, Whoopi Goldberg is just a race grifter. She uses her color of her skin just so she could say stupid shit and make money off of it. Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, you're just a retard, just like the president that we have right now. Instead of being the president ending this war, he rather instigated, and hopefully we're still here tomorrow. If not, well, it's nice knowing you guys. Just saying. No, but it is nice knowing you guys.
In the United States, that's the problem right now. They need to stop making slave movies.
Yeah, life is getting crazy. I don't know what's going to happen. We might get nuked. We might move to a great future, or who knows what kind of future we're gonna have. It's gonna be very interesting. Yes, let's make the future into a bright one. Yes, I'm gonna be optimistic. Even though we're gonna be dealing with some fucked up things, I'm gonna be optimistic and know that tomorrow's gonna be bright. As long as there are still air entering your lungs, there's blood flowing through your veins, and you still have your nuts intact, and you didn't take no stupid COVID shot, we'll be fine. Yeah, just be strong, my friends. We're gonna make this. You and I, we're gonna be together, and we're gonna be having some great times. Yes, you and I, we're gonna party. We just gotta get through this bullshit. Okay, friends, just take care of yourself and each other, because we're gonna need each other. So let's form a great community. Yes, it's gonna be glorious. You'll see. Well, goodbye, friends. Hopefully there is a later. Bye-bye.
If I was sitting one-on-one with an Iranian citizen, this is what I would say.
To my Iranian friends, we are with you. We want peace.
The war is not with you guys, it's with the regime.
We live only once, so choose the good life.
We all stand behind you here, and we just hope that at the end of the day, you know, we can have a direct flight from here to Tehran.
I hope that one day we can get lunch in Tel Aviv.
We want you to have what this is, which is freedom, peace, democracy, and hopefully you will get that very soon.
We love you and we want peace.
Make another one, 2025, make another revolution in your country and become peaceful, become freedom, become free country. I admire you.
My parents are both born in Iran. This is not obviously a war on you. This is a war against the Iranian regime.
I hope that one day we all can live together in peace like the old days.
בעזרת השם ניפגש בקרוב באהבה, בשמחה ושלום.
Stop with the violence, stop with the hate. One day we'll all be free and proud to be under the same sun.